Okay, and here we are back. We have a special guest this hour, one of the most brilliant researchers on the planet. Very happy to have him on board. There's, again, so much news just falling on us every day. It's like a deluge, a monsoon, as it were. Our guest this hour is Dr. Robert O. Young. He is an extraordinarily accomplished man and very highly respected, as I said, all around the world. His primary claim to fame, I guess if you had to hang a title on him, which I wouldn't want to do because he is so diverse in his approach and his talents, is the idea of an alkaline diet and lifestyle. All right? As his site says, our mission is to do all we can to change and save lives with an alkaline diet and lifestyle. Dr. Young may be on the threshold of a new biology whose principle, if proven, could revolutionize the biology and medicine worlds. So said Neil Solomon, MD, PhD, former head of research for Johns Hopkins University. Over the past 2.5 decades, Robert O. Young has been widely recognized as one of the top research scientists in the world, as I mentioned. Throughout his career, his research has been focused at the cellular level. Having a specialty in cellular nutrition, Dr. Young has devoted his life to researching the true cause of disease, subsequently developing the new biology to help people bring balance into their life. This is an extraordinary man. Dr. Young, thank you very much for being here. It's a pleasure to have you on board.
Hey, thank you, Jeff. I appreciate the opportunity anytime to make a difference in someone's life.
Yeah, and you have. I have the stories again today. The FDA is now set to authorize the Pfizer, BioNTech vaccine for 12 to 15-year-old kids, by next week. And they expect to have 12 million, at least 10, vaxxed by the time school starts this fall. The only thing that makes me sicker than this is the idea that they're actually using six-month-old children up to the age of 12 in clinical so-called tests now. These infanticide, genocide, I guess, applies to all age groups. It's crazy what's going on out there. Comment on that. Should we be putting this death kill shot into a 12 and 15-year-old child as a matter of policy, FDA policy?
Well, I believe if you have their definition, they think it makes a lot of sense to use disease to treat disease or to prevent disease. take a little poison and build up some sort of immunity, which in reality, all that you show or prove is that you can poison someone and hopefully live through it, or at least not be injured by it. And so, you know, the risk here for injury and death is actually higher than the actual theoretical infection.
Unbelievable that this is something that we are actually confronting and discussing in an alleged rational manner on the other side of the fence from where we sit. I mean, it's just crazy. But they know what they're doing, a lot of them. And yet again, I think that many of them actually don't know what they're doing. And they're just going along because that's the way they live life. They go along to get along. They don't want to upset the apple cart, the AMA apple cart. It's what's happening, Dr. Young, is mind-boggling to me. It really is, and I've been at this a long time, like you.
Well, you know, it's hard not to contain your feelings in an expression of an emotion when you even think about this. You know, it brings meaning to what the scripture said in the New Testament. Jesus wept. And I thought that those two words, I never really understood them, but when I find myself reading and using my innate intelligence and common sense, which is really the disease. The disease is ignorance, either by omission or by commission, and the lack of common sense, or going back to common sense, is the actual treatment, because none of this makes any logical common sense when you're literally altering the internal environment, and especially where we have continuity with the largest body of water and the largest organ, which many people don't even know it by name, and it's not the skin, it's called the interstitium, and it contains the interstitial fluids and compartments that literally flows through and around every cell of the human body. And when you inoculate a toxic polysorbate 80, formaldehyde, thimerosal, aluminum oxide, you know, biologicals of aborted fetuses of 11. When you put these poisons into the body, what they go into is not the blood. The body pushes this back. The blood pushes this back into the interstitial compartments. And if the body can't eliminate it, then it goes into the brain. It goes into the breast. It goes out to the extremities. And so all of the symptomologies that are being seen are a result of the body trying to purify itself. Even the high fever. The high fever is the body in a forced expulsion of acidic waste or toxic waste to get it out of the blood, out of the interstitial fluids, and out through the pores of the skin or through urination. But this is very difficult. And with children, you know, this really, as far as, you know, their development, it's only going to hinder that, because what you do is you compromise the alkaline design of the interstitial fluids of the interstitium. And when you poison the body with these chemicals or even with radiation, this flows through this large organ, affecting every gland, every organ of the body. And this is why we're seeing it after the inoculation, we're seeing the formation of what are called pathological blood clots or pathological clotting due to a compromise of the membranes of cells, causing literally the spiking proteins. So the spike proteins are endogenously created by a compromised environment, and when they break off, yes, if you do an RT-PCR test, that's all you're testing. You're actually testing your own degenerative cells that are literally spiking. And I've documented this for over 30 years of researching this, what I call the corona effect. There is no coronavirus. There is a corona effect. And the corona effect is the deterioration of the cell membrane due to a compromised acidic environment, specifically the interstitial fluids of the surrounding cells. So the environment of the body cells that make up all our organs are being compromised by these poisons, causing the spiking or the crowning of the membranes. And when those vesicles break off, you know, here again, that just creates more biological pollution that activates the immune system. And it's just one effect after the other effect that leads to pathological blood coagulation, that leads to hypoxia, that leads to oxygen deprivation, that leads to death by suffocation.
Absolutely the right word, suffocation. This is phenomenal. The interstitial fluid is the largest fluid body reservoir of fluid that we have to concern ourselves with. Most people, I would wager 0.1% has ever even heard of it. Nobody knows about this. And when that becomes contaminated and polluted and poisoned and toxified, and the cells have been genetically reprogrammed to produce these spike proteins, in the case of the mRNA vaccines, the two.
Right.
How does the body begin to expel such toxicity not even to mention the DNA part of it. I mean, I don't understand how, okay, if the interstitial fluid goes acidic, you're in big trouble without any of the other factors. When you introduce the vaccines, these injections, and I think the people that made these injections knew exactly what they were doing. That's my own personal
opinion. Well, to a certain extent. I mean, because there's not a lot of educated researchers that are actually studying this. Yes, I was fortunate. You know, I was educated in Germany.
Sure.
Yes, I had one of the best professors in the world. And yes, I learned about the colloidal connective tissue of the shot. We studied the interstitial fluids. We understood that this was where the genesis of health would be maintained. And it's the forefront of the body's way of maintaining the integrity of the blood, because the argument here, it's very important to understand that the argument from the other side, from conventional medicine, which lacks the knowledge of this because it's not even taught in medical school, is the blood, yes, manages its delicate pH balance at 7.365 by throwing out its waste into the interstitial fluid, which is out of sight, out of mind. And we're talking about 80% of the body fluids compared to 20% in the blood. And so when you're not testing the 80%, how do you even come up with a good diagnosis of what is going on? So it's like out of sight and out of mind. And the technology of this, to do this, is totally non-invasive. Totally non-invasive.
This is mind-boggling, Dr. Young. Truly mind-boggling. You got 80% of the body's fluids, let's say 20% blood, 80% interstitial fluid, and the interstitial fluid is the dumping ground for the blood's toxins, and the cell's toxins, and how is the interstitial fluid cleansed and purified by the human body? What's the primary mechanism?
Well, it's held until the body can push it out into the lymphatic system, out through the major elimination organs, so out through the pores of the skin. But if you're not sweating, it's not going out there. Okay, so then it says, okay, blocked. This person's not sweating. This person's not exercising. This person, it can't get through the fat. So then it has to push it out through the kidneys and through urination. So this is the main exit. Or it comes out, if it's a gas, it goes out through the lungs, or it goes out through defecation. It gets dumped into the bowels. But the main sources of interstitial elimination comes through skin and comes through urination. Now, this is key, and this can help everybody. And you can become your own doctor, and you can become smarter than your own doctor, because what I'm telling you right now, he or she doesn't know, and they don't even comprehend the importance of this. But I want you to know it, because you can take control of your life. You can be in charge, and you can manage the internal fluids by doing this one simple thing. And that is, every time you urinate, and specifically in the morning, and I'll explain why, you can test your urine. And if your urine pH is below 7.2, you're in decompensated acidosis of the interstitial fluids of the interstitium. And what that means is you're in trouble. And if it goes below in the sixes, and if it goes down in the fives, but you'll find after that vaccine that your interstitial fluid pH measured by the urine, because the urine, listen carefully, the urine is a product of the interstitial fluids, not of the blood. The blood purifies itself by pushing waste out into the interstitium. So when you have kidney problems, when you have a bladder infection, or a yeast infection, or a lung infection, this is nothing more than decompensated acidosis of the interstitial fluid, and your body's not moving this out. And you can test the urine with pH hydrum paper. And if that paper doesn't turn a dark blue or a purple, you know you're in trouble. So if you can manage, just like you would manage a swimming pool, just like you would manage the pH of a saltwater aquarium, if you'll start managing the internal pH of the interstitial fluid by testing the urine, and the reason why I want you to test the urine between 3 o'clock in the morning, 3 a.m., you don't have to get up to do this, but when you first wake up, you test it. You test it throughout the day, because that is called the acid flood. This is where the body is trying to get rid of hydrogen, is trying to get sure. rid of these waste products, and they show up in the morning urine. And if your pH is not at an ideal pH, now listen to this number. Okay. On a scale from 0 to 14, mm-hmm. anything that's neutral between the 0 to 14 would be 7. That's the midpoint. Blood is at 7.365. Interstitial fluid is supposed to be at 8.4.
Well alkalized, supposedly.
Yeah, well alkalized. So when you're sick, when you have a fever, that's forced expulsion, not influenza. Mm-hmm. There is no mm-hmm. influenza virus. That's the big lie. So the fairy tale, you know, that and the big bad wolf, you know, fairy tale here is the big lie from the big bad wolf is that viruses actually exist. What exists are the waste products of cellular breakdown. What exists are the byproducts of the food you eat, the liquid you drink. So when we're talking about managing and maintaining alkalinity, particularly mm-hmm. the main organ, on the front line to manage and maintain these fluids, to provide true immunity, is not your white blood cells. It's your stomach. So what happens is your stomach, when you need more alkalinity, it begins pulling salt, water, carbon dioxide into its lining, and it begins to produce sodium bicarbonate to either alkalize the food or push it out into the blood, into the interstitium. It is the stomach that manages immunity. It is the stomach that protects you against toxins, whether they be in a form of a gas, so air pollution, water pollution, food pollution, electromagnetic pollution. And guess what the second part of your immune system is? First part is the stomach, and this is yeah. why people get upset stomachs, and there's no pathology on this. I'm the first scientist in the world that's actually described the pathology of an upset stomach. When the wow. body has an upset stomach, it's because mm-hmm. not of too much acid, but not enough of alkalinity. And the main compound that the stomach makes every second, every hour, every day of your life is a compound called NaHCO3, sodium bicarbonate, which is an alkalizing compound at guess what pH? 8.4. Because 8.4 is the number. 8.4 is the number
that's
for
the, okay.
the interstitium, for right. the stomach, for the small intestines. And when you're taking sodium bicarbonate, I'm talking about something that cannot be patented. It cannot be, right. it can't be commercialized in a form right. of control and monopoly. We're talking about a simple compound. It's also known as baking soda that will actually save your life.
So I've had people tell me, Dr. Young, this same thing, a teaspoon or a tablespoon, I forget which, of baking soda in clean, pure water with a little lemon in it a couple times a day will help you achieve alkalinity in short order. It works wonders sometimes, depending on how bad the person is. But what you've just laid out is staggering in its implications. It's almost like medical science, if I can use that term, is looking at everything backwards. It's this interstitial fluid. It's the waste reservoir that is desperately trying to cleanse itself all the time with this great American diet full of toxicity, not food, not nutrition. So you're in trouble. So you're suggesting, I'm guessing, that everyone should be doing some baking soda every day with a little water. That wouldn't hurt, correct?
Well, yeah, and the water should be distilled water because you don't want it to interact with the acids of the water or the
right,
toxins of the waters.
Yeah.
So if you get purified water, okay. But what is more purified than distillation? I mean, it takes out everything. So once
sure.
you have the distillation, that water is a catalyst. And then when you take that catalyst and you add in a compound like sodium bicarbonate at a pH of 8.4, you're now functionally structuring that water. Once mm-hmm. you functionally structure that water and you start drinking it, it starts neutralizing. Now, here's something that is going to maybe shock a lot of people out there. But when you start drinking sodium bicarbonate, you neutralize the waste product of sodium bicarbonate production, And that waste product is called hydrochloric acid. A comparison would be to, heat from a fire, okay, warmth or for cooking. The waste product of burning, of creating energy or creating heat, the waste product that when we're talking about the stomach is hydrochloric acid. So when you're producing, when the stomach is producing...
Excuse me, Dr. Young, hold on. HCl in the stomach is a waste product.
Exactly.
Okay.
It has no value whatsoever. It's a toxic poison produced by sodium, produced by the stomach lining called the cover cells to produce sodium bicarbonate, because this is the chemistry. This is unrefutable. You take salt, you take water, you take carbon dioxide, that equals in the equation, and I'm doing this in English. I can do it, H2O plus CO2 plus NaCl, okay, equals NaHCO3 plus HCl. So every molecule that the body needs to maintain its life, its health, its connection to its spirit body is salt. And that compound is called sodium bicarbonate. The stomach produces it, but in the production of that, it produces a waste product, which literally falls off that production into the gastric pits of the stomach and doesn't digest anything. And this is why when you eat corn without chewing it, or you eat meat without liquefying it, or if you eat nuts without pureeing them or chewing them, they come out the same way they went in, because there is no digestion from the stomach. The stomach does not digest food. The stomach is an organ of contribution, and its major contribution is to maintain alkalinity and immunity for the human body, which makes vaccines totally useful, toxic, dangerous, and really doesn't follow the science. So if you believe in it, then you must believe in the religion of virology, because virology is not based upon science. And if you look at the word virus in Latin, the word means poison. And if you look at the word corona translated from Latin means radiation. And if you put those two words together, now you have the truth of the matter. And the truth of the matter is coronavirus means radiation poisoning.
Oh, my. All right. Hold on. I've got to take a break. Radiation poisoning. Where do we come into contact with radiation, dear friends? Think about that while we take a break. We'll come right back with Dr. Robert O. Young. Fascinating. Okay, you can look right under Dr. Young's name and guests and click and see all of his writings. His papers are there. Extraordinary. He's really shaken things up. But this is an issue I want to, if I can, get you to talk about. And it has to do with this effort to vaccinate the world. We're vaccinating people with not a vaccine at all. This is a bioweapon. This is crazy. And what they're doing now, they're going after our young people, 12 to 15 years of age. There are trials going on with 6-month toddlers and up to 12 years of age. They're going after the older people, and you know what's happened to the older people. This kid in Las Vegas is one of so many who've had the J&J shot and ends up with clots. He's had 3 surgeries to try to save his life. Teenager, innocent kid, got the shot. I think we're going to see, tragically, an awful lot more of this as they continue to push this on younger age groups. Tell us what you would suggest by way of how people who have been vaccinated ought to go about giving themselves the best chance to avoid some of the horrors we're hearing about. Now, they've been genetically changed, and a Supreme Court justice has ruled that Pfizer, for example, owns part of everyone who has been vaxxed with their product, owns part of their DNA. Now this is, see, it's getting crazy. Just every day it's getting crazier. So how do people who have been vaccinated, those who are now being shunned by many, it's not the unvaxxed, it's the vaxxed. It's done a flip-flop. The country is split, and I think tragically, irrevocably, but that's just my take. Tell us what people should do who have been vaxxed. What's your best counsel?
Well, best counsel is not to do it, of course. Who have gone ahead and been literally injected with a genetic alternating drug or injection of biological and chemical poisons. You know, I
correct.
Call it, global genetic genocide. And the reason for that is because in 100% of the cases of those who've died, for those who have been autopsied, they're in pathological blood coagulations. There is DIC and clots in every organ of the body, in the lungs, in the liver.
Oh, my.
So it's everywhere.
Oh,
and the simple treatment is to thin out the blood. The simple treatment in doing that with a low acid type diet to reduce the amount of acidic loads. The young body who receives this inoculation, and then the old body who cannot deal with these biological toxins as well as the chemical toxins, that their body can't remove this stuff. So you have to get help. And the way that you get help is by supporting the stomach, by pureeing all of your food. Because any solid food, any food that's
pureeing
not liquefied.
Pureeing all of your food.
Not liquefied or pureed is going to put stress on the stomach. Because the stomach doesn't digest anything. It can alkalize the food. It can pour sodium bicarbonate on the food and prepare it for biological transformation in the crypts of the small intestine where stem cells are made. But you have to protect the blood. You have to protect the body fluids. And you can do that by testing the urine. And then when the urine at any time is below 7.8, you take an alkalizing dose of 1 teaspoon in a glass of water. And in distilled water, you stir that up and you start drinking it. And you drink it to neutralize and reduce the acidic load. In addition, you have to improve alkalinity within the blood and circulation. So there are over 10,000 articles in one compound I'm going to mention, and 160,000 published articles in another that can help to support the white blood cells as they're literally releasing reduced oxygen and reduced hydrogen to neutralize the poisons that are coming from the food, that are coming from the air, that are coming from the water, that are coming from radiation, which literally destroys the hemoglobin.
Now that's what we want to do.
Blood.
First, we want to talk radiation. We've got Fukushima, and I'm sure you're aware of how much catastrophic damage that outrage has done in the last 10 years now.
Yeah, for gamma radiation, you have radio waves, you have microwaves, and you have gamma rays. But 5G is operating at the same pulsating radiation as your microwave oven. I know you wouldn't put your body in a microwave oven to say that's good for you.
Not usually.
But when you're talking about 2.4 pulsating gigahertz. That vibration literally eats up the chlorophyll eats up the hemoglobin, because people don't realize that after the stomach, in helping to maintain internal cleanliness and alkalinity, it is the red blood cell that takes up that radiation. It is the hemoglobin that attaches that. That's why at 60 G, and we tested this at 60
gigahertz,
it literally destroys the capacity of the red blood cells to literally hold on to oxygen.
When you literally start
suffocating. You start suffocating. The symptoms of suffocation are lightheadedness, dizziness, cold hands, cold feet. You know, some of the more challenging symptoms would be a fever. Okay, it would be hypertension. Your blood pressure goes up. These are symptoms that you're going into pathological blood coagulation
and
suffocation.
Transient ischemia. Cold limbs, the extremities, is caused by 5G. That's what your research is showing.
Well, it's caused by 4G. It's caused by 1G.
4G too.
I was one of the first scientists with Dr. Beverly Rubin at the University of California, Berkeley, where we were in London doing a double-blinded study on the effects of of 400 to 900 megahertz, pulsating megahertz exposure. Mm-hmm. And we had a placebo and we had a non-placebo effect. And what we found was even at the lower, so even radio waves, you know, then we're getting up the microwaves, even radio waves has an effect on the hemoglobin of the blood, has an effect on the membranes of the blood, because this is when we start to see the deterioration of the membranes of the cell. And of course, that pulsating frequency or that acidic food literally destroys the membrane. It permeates the cell membrane. It mutates the genetic matter, and you end up with blood that cannot pick up oxygen.
No.
It can't pick up carbon dioxide. So the removal of gases and the acceptance of oxygen become deficient because of hemoglobin. This is why Tom Brady can keep going like the Ever Ready Bunny, because he realizes that one of the most important things that you can do to protect yourself from radiation poisoning, from vaccine poisoning, from air pollution, mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. the compound that's found in all green plants. It is literally the biogenetic material that will transfer you its life to your life, and that is the color green, the color that all plants, green plants have,
sure.
that contain
sure.
chlorophyll. And it is
Got
the
it.
Chlorophyll molecule, which is identical to the hemoglobin molecule, that can literally clean
is
up
it?
This polluted mess that's within you.
So we should we be taking chlorophyll supplements?
Absolutely. But you want to make
okay.
sure that they're clean, that they don't contain glycerin or they don't contain ethanol alcohol. But that,
Got it.
So they're not a tincture.
I used to drink it. I could buy it in a bottle, keep it in the fridge, and take shots of it, so to speak. Chlorophyll.
But this is what Tom Brady's doing. The reason Tom Brady doesn't flatline in the third and fourth quarter is because he's greening up his diet. He's drinking chlorophyll. He's drinking the blood of plants. He's literally that with oils. I call it the cows program, with chlorophyll, oil, oxygen, water, and salt.
Yeah.
Okay. And sunshine, these are your doctors. Dr. Chlorophyll, Dr. Oxygen, Dr. Oil, Dr. Water, Dr. Salt, Dr. Sunshine, and
uh-huh.
I also represent, you know, good, healthy sexercise. So Dr. Sexercise. So these are the doctors that you need to incorporate in your life.
Uh-huh. Don't
and
forget
fire your
that,
other doctors.
1 minute out in the sun... It produces, I think it's 1,000 IUs of vitamin D or more per minute. I mean, you just start cranking it out when you're in the sun. So that's another critical one. Now,
yeah, and here's the antioxidant value of that, and I didn't mention the other one. The one was sodium bicarbonate. Now I've mentioned chlorophyll, and the mm-hmm. one chlorophyll that I really like is concentrated chlorophyll from mulberry leaf. It's a dark green, mm-hmm. you know, very concentrated chlorophyll. And there is a company that offers that. You know, I'm not in the, you know, I have no financial connection, but, you know, if people are interested, I'm happy to share that with you or your listeners. But I'm very sensitive about, you know, promoting any particular product. But what you need to have is you need to have chlorophyll. And you need to get it in a concentrated form, and it needs to be pure, and preferably needs to come from either a grass or a mulberry leaf. And the
sure.
processing with the mulberry leaf is actually produced in Utah, but the mulberry leaf is juiced, and then they have a water extraction process to create this concentrated powder, which can be anywhere from 28% to 100%, and all you need is like a little pinch of this stuff, and it literally changes the whole context, the whole environment of
mm-hmm.
the water. And when you drink it, you feel like you're putting light in your body.
I enjoyed it. I don't know why I stopped, but it was years ago, and I do remember it was actually very tasty. It felt as like it was right. It was a good thing to do. Now, I need to go back. There are a lot of people who will say, how... Dr. Young, can you suggest that hydrochloric acid is not necessary and not needed in the stomach? that they think it always begins to break down the food, and the food is then moved out of the stomach on for digestion. Without the HCL, you got poor digestion. That's one question. The second question is, you talk about food must be pureed. How about if it's chewed up thoroughly? We don't chew our food,
excellent.
Most people.
Yeah, excellent. If you want to use 50% of your energy chewing, using your teeth as a blender, you know, if you're sick, if you're tired, you know, and you say, look, you know, I love chewing. I'm going to take a limited amount of energy and I'm going to chew my liquids. I'm going to chew my purees.
People
without teeth get healthy.
All right. Point being, you got to chew your food. People, they don't chew properly. They swallow nearly half chewed food all the time. You know all this. All right. That's good. Now, let me go back to the HCL. I remember somebody in a health food store a long time ago pointing, I said I had some gastric stomach, upset stomach kind of thing. I know, hot acid, whatever. This is 20 years ago. And he pointed at a bottle of HCL tablets. They're big ones. He said, now you take this bottle, you take two or three of these a day. And I said, why should I take HCL if that's what's causing the problem? And he said, it will neutralize it for, I forget the explanation. Can you explain what that was all about?
Why do people drink coffee? Does it provide any energy?
Not unless it's loaded with sugar.
It stimulates the release. Caffeine is a stimulator. It's a poison.
Correct.
Same with chocolate. Why do people eat chocolate? For theobromine and methylbromine? If you give it to dogs, it kills them. If you give it to humans, they just die a little bit slower.
Dark chocolate or milk chocolate? Does it matter?
I'm talking about any chocolate. All chocolates are fermented. So they contain poisons in them. So when you eat a poison, guess what the stomach does? It immediately begins producing sodium bicarbonate to neutralize that poison. So when you take that hydrochloric acid medicine, because most medicines contain HCL, read the labels. Most nutraceuticals contain HCL.
I've seen it.
Because people don't understand the purpose of the stomach. The reason why is it's based on German research that dates back clear to the 50s. Folks, we are in the 21st century. You know, let's get over this. You know, the bottom line is the stomach does not digest food. Eat some corn without chewing it and watch what comes out the other end.
No, that's GMO corn. I'm following you, though.
That's just an experiment. You don't want to eat
Understood.
GMO corn. You don't want to genetically modify
any
protein.
We get it.
Okay, so HCL is a waste product of sodium bicarbonate. So when you take HCL, you literally have poisoned your body. And the same thing happens with the vax. When you vax, the body literally begins to emit out. The stomach begins to produce sodium bicarbonate. You end up with a symptom of nausea, which is the evidence that you just poisoned yourself, because the stomach is now producing sodium bicarbonate to push into the blood, to push into the interstitial fluids, to save you from your ignorance. And that's called a sin of omission. Now, what these bad actors are doing, and the Luciferians, those are sins of commission. They know flat out what they're doing.
Yes, they do. I'm totally with you on that. I've been saying it for a long time.
So what happens is when you raise the activity of the white cells, that's another sign that you just poisoned yourself. Immunity does not begin with white blood cells and with T cells or antibodies. Antibodies is just another fake theory. Okay, what you do to protect yourself chemically or against radiation poisoning or against chemical poisoning is you need to be able to produce the compounds, or the white cells need to be able to reduce the what are called ROS, reactive oxygen species, which is either reduced hydrogen, which is H- or OH-, or reduced magnesium, which is MgOH-, or reduced oxygen, where the body's literally splitting O2 in half to release O1, which you can get better help from a compound which is just put a few drops in your water, which is called sodium chloride, which is NaClO2, which releases two atoms of NaCl oxygen to neutralize the acids that are literally killing you. You see,
so the oxygen, okay, oxygen
here,
supplementation,
like what,
can neutralize acid.
That's right. You want to take supplementation that will support the stomach, support the white cells, support the red blood cells, which are on the front line of immunity.
Okay, I need to ask you a question. This is important. Drinking ozonated clear water, clean water, into your stomach, O3, which is, you know, it's not a stable molecule, it turns into O2, it'll throw off that singlet. Is that something
that's what
that,
you want? You wanted to throw off the singlet.
Yes. So Dr. Young would like that. I've been telling people to drink ozonated clean water for 30 years. And everybody
okay,
who does
tell you
it ends
better
up feeling.
Than that.
All right. Well, it works, though. Just that. That does
okay,
work.
Okay, it works. But what if you could double the efficacy of this?
I'll
what
take
if you could
it.
Throw off not just one singlet oxygen? What if you could throw off two singlet oxygens?
Tell me. Tell me.
I wrote a paper, the research done at Stanford, on sodium chloride and the effects of chlorine dioxide and the release of singlet oxygen, which is actually compounded by the power of two instead of one from ozone, because the body has to work at this. But since the oxygen molecules are loosely connected, or not connected together, but loosely connected to the chloride ion, when it hits the stomach and hits that hydrochloric acid, immediately singlet oxygen is released. And guess what it neutralizes? It neutralizes the number one poison in the body, which is hydrochloric acid. This is the number one cause of all upset stomachs. All the causes for reflux is all due to the body's need for more sodium bicarbonate, and this is why you're suffering from acid reflux, is because your body can't produce enough sodium bicarbonate to neutralize the acids of the blood and the body. So it has to steal calcium from the bones. This is what causes osteopenia. What causes osteoporosis is because the body's trying to maintain alkalinity of the interstitial fluid as all the waste from the cells from the blood and the body cells are dumping into this largest organ of the human body, which is not even taught at medical school.
Wow. Wow. All right.
And you can buy this. You can buy this article, this publication. Mm-hmm, it's peer reviewed.
Mm-hmm,
you can purchase that at my site at drrobertyoung.com.
Well,
you know, for a very minimal donation.
Work. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And when you read that, you realize that this is more powerful than breathing in pure oxygen. It's more powerful than taking in O3. And now all you have to do is take distilled water, put a few drops of this reduced oxygen or reduced hydrogen, and people are going, what is that? It's H negative or O negative. It's atomic oxygen, and it releases, and it's the most effective alkalizing agent to maintain homeostasis that one could do. And literally, you can throw away pretty much everything else you're taking.
Wow. All right. Excellent.
But if you'll go to, pick up the books. I'm sorry, I misquoted. It's actually phmiracleproducts.com is where you can get the book. They're the ones that are selling it. It was on Amazon. It was the number one book in biochemistry. I need to get it back up there. But it is one of the best selling because people want to know about this. This compound, NaClO2, and the release of singlet oxygen by its singlet oxygen that's released from the chloride ion when it dissociates, and that happens when it comes in contact with the very things that make you sick, like lactic acid, like hydrochloric acid, like uric acid for gout. Lactic acid for cancer, citric acid for cancer, hydrochloric acid for all the stomach problems. It is acid. Acid is the single number one cause of all sickness and disease. And it comes from what we eat, what we drink, mm-hmm. what we breathe, mm-hmm. what we feel, what we think, what we believe yeah. from the air.
And,
it's
and
our
most
lifestyle.
People, most people, all the things you just mentioned, most people are terribly deficient in now, unfortunately. You're right. We got some real issues here. Okay, get the pH test strips. Find out what your baseline body morning urine pH is, so you'll know where you're going to start. And then you got to make changes. Okay, NaClO2, right? Was that it? NaClO2.
Well, sodium bicarbonate is NaHCO3.
Okay.
And the singlet oxygen is NaClO2. So you have NaClO2, which is sodium chloride.
Right.
Okay, not chloride.
That's
so
ITE. Got it.
Yeah, with an ITE on the end. Sodium chloride.
Yeah. Very good. We could talk for about 2 weeks, I think. I want to tell
about
you
two
thank
years.
You for yeah yeah. I hear you. Thank you, Dr. Young, for being here.
No, thank you for Jeff. Thank you for allowing me to share.
My pleasure. We'll talk again, and you take care of yourselves. There's a lot of mean stuff out there, as you well know. Thank you for everything.
Protect yourself. God bless you.
Okay.
God bless America. Be safe. Be alkaline.
Indeed. Thank you. Thank you. Dr. Robert O. Young. All right. There's another hero out there. We got him. Okay. Back with you tomorrow night. Tuesday already. Have a good day, a safe day. And remember, eat good food, healthy food. Make the effort. Break the addiction to the American fast food diet of early death. All right. And also, what you feed your mind is equally as important. Think good thoughts. And perform good actions. Talk to you tomorrow.